Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, as we close out, what has been for many a stellar 2024, the S&P 500 up almost 30%, markets hitting fresh records. The outlook for 2025 does appear to be a little bit more uncertain. Many major banks around the world are projecting modest gains, and there are ongoing concerns over interest rates, shifting political dynamics, and also just a general tightening in global markets. Yet amid all the caution, I guess there are opportunities for people who can adapt to a new paradigm. So let's provide you with a little bit of insight. We've spoken to Attila Kadikoi before, managing partner at Levantine & Company, who believes 2025 isn't just about challenges, but also about what he terms selective opportunities in an evolving landscape. So, Attila, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. So, banks projecting modest gains. What's your general sense here? Is this a market plateau next year, or maybe the start of a more gradual decline?
Thank you for that question. So, we have to put it in context. Yes, the general consensus is next year is going to have more modest gains, but it's not a doom and gloom scenario. What's important is, as you said in the introduction, 2024 was a stellar year. We had a lot of unexpected drivers to the market. We didn't go into a recession. Employment numbers globally in developed markets were quite stable, and we saw continued consumer spending. Now, what's important is that backdrop hasn't changed going into 2025. So that supportive environment is there. What has changed is the valuation, especially in the US, of S&P stocks, call it the Magnificent Seven, for example. And the thing to watch there, and I think it's too early to say 2025 is going to be a great year, modest year, whatever the scenario may be. The important thing to watch is, okay, for example, what is going to be the continued growth in earnings? Are we going to see that growth in earnings continue? If we believe in the AI story, and this is personally my opinion, is should we look at AI purely by the technology providers or the companies that are going to benefit from efficient operations due to AI, and therefore their bottom lines are going to improve? Because AI, we've been focusing on the AI companies, but not broadly the companies that are adopting AI and therefore going to have hopefully better, more efficient operations. Now, the most important paradigm shift, I think, going forward is, I think we've spoken about this before, we've left that 15 years behind us of almost zero interest rates. Now we're back to tighter monetary policy. We're back to seeing real interest rates. And, you know, that is going to have an impact on the markets in the long term. We just have to see that stabilize in 2025.
So as far as rates are concerned, do we have a sense of how long it takes for the full impact to play out in the markets? I think you describe it as any economy as a big oil tanker adjusting to that change.
Yeah, that's very true, because a lot of companies until this year, we haven't seen the impact because they haven't had debt rollovers. So you've got companies out there that borrowed at very low levels in the US, for example. And in 2024, they weren't impacted. I believe there's going to be now in 2025 at least $250 billion of debt rollover. And steadily as we go forward, we're going to see, is it going to impact investment, the cost of capital? Is it going to reduce leverage on balance sheets because interest rates are being but it's going to be more related to new borrowing and debt rollover, which is going to start in 2025.
Do you see better value in European and UK stocks compared to American stocks?
Look, on a valuation basis, if we look this from purely like mathematically, absolutely. But the truth of it, you know, investing is an emotional thing, and people are being driven by stories, and they continue to love the story in the S&P. What I think is going to happen is valuations don't matter until they matter. So some unforeseen event in the next maybe 12 months, 18 months, it could be a slowdown in the U.S. economy, it could be lower than expected earnings, is going to create that volatility in the U.S. and people are going to go, well, what about valuations? But purely on the absolutely, I think there's very very viable businesses with steady streams of income based in the UK and Europe. And we have to also say the FTSE's had a pretty good run second half of this year.
You also are positive on gold as a safe haven. We know that central banks are continuing to buy. Are you expecting gold to outperform other assets next year?
Difficult to say other assets, but it's going to continue to be an alternative, especially against the dollar. It's going to be, I think, might be choppy because of its recent performance. But it's definitely going to continue to be an alternative and safe haven for value protection. But it's too early to really say, is gold going to outperform equities and fixed income? But it's definitely got a place in the portfolio.
And just a final one, you've also noted potential resolutions in the conflict in Ukraine, but obviously tensions in the Middle East are going to continue. Any investor has got to be super cognizant of geopolitical risks and how they factor in to their investment strategy.
That's true. Like Syria is a positive, unexpected surprise, and it shows you how geopolitics works. The Middle East is, if you listen to any type of, when we be specific on the Middle East question, is Palestine, Israel. Geez, you know, we'd have to talk for 6 hours and still not get any result from there. But Ukraine, I think it's a little bit more straightforward. And, you know, the truth is the Ukrainian war has a human cost and it also has a financial cost. And that financial cost is not just borne by Russia and Europe and the US. And I think, you know, behind the scenes, there's going to be push for some type of resolution there because it's turned into a stagnant conflict.
I always appreciate the big global perspective. That's Attila Kadikoi, who's managing partner at Levantine & Company. Attila, thank you very much indeed. I have no doubt we'll talk in the new year.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.